I can watch, silly, but I can watch Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham anytime.
Yeah, even I can actually.
Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham is a movie you can watch, and it also is a film that doesn't age.
What the hell? Hey, where are you looking? Can you guess what's cooking? I'm a booking you up. For a sneak, for a peek, baby, every week you're gonna scream.
What the hell, Navya? Are entrepreneur, ye hai Navya. Kare baat khul ke, ye hai Navya. With a mom, with a nanny comes Navya.
I care a lot. It's kind of my thing. This was said by Leslie Knope from Parks and Recreation, which is one of my favorite shows. And honestly, there's really nothing like watching a good, relaxing show after a long day of work where everyone's just annoyed you and your family's pissing you off and you just want to enjoy and be alone. Hi everyone, I'm Navya Naveli Nanda and this is What the Hell Navya, empowered by Bumble. So today, I'm going to be talking to my mom, Shweta Nanda, and Nani, Jaya Bachchan, about Comfort TV. In my opinion, what makes it so special is that you can just get lost. You don't have to think about all the madness going on in your life and focus on the madness going on in the characters' lives. And then you get really attached to them and then you just want to follow that entire relationship through till the end. And then you know that you've binged a season in one day. But in today's episode, we're going to be talking about some of our favorite comfort shows and my nani's newfound fascination for Turkish series, which we'll get more into. But before we start chatting, let me get a coffee ready and we'll be right back after this break. Today, our conversation is going to be about Comfort TV.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
I knew about comfort food. I didn't realize there was Comfort TV too.
There is. It's what we all watch when we're together, more individually also. But something we did in the lockdown was watch a lot of comfort TV. We only survived the lockdown because of our Turkish shows.
Yeah.
Not only Turkish shows. What about the dancing and the golf and the...
Yeah, but the...
Golf? Not bowling.
Bowling. Did the golf, remember?
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I didn't know
He was very good. He and Aradhya both were very good.
And we did that Just Dance, which was...
Just Dance, exactly.
Quite high intensity. But what we did the most during the lockdown was watch...
Yeah, we did.
Turkish shows.
It was a very nice bonding experience.
Well...
Where the bonding is that you just sit in a room, you don't talk, and you just watch.
We were commenting on our different comments on things that are going on the show.
I mean, we have a group chat that's named after the show that we were watching in the lockdown.
No, it's that's not the name of the show.
The character.
One of the characters.
But we went a little crazy with the Turkish shows.
Yeah, we were watching it till like 2, 3
in the
morning.
I still
watch them.
Yeah, we've backed off a little bit, but... Yeah. We really did
but
go crazy.
But you people just watched one or two.
I watched
Actually,
one.
Your mother put me onto it. Remember?
As usual.
She watched two.
She put me onto the show and then I didn't stop.
And then you re-watched one show with us.
Yes.
And we were just going crazy about it.
And I had already finished seeing
but
it
But the thing about Turkish shows, for those who haven't watched it, is that it's a very big commitment to make because each episode is like 3 hours long.
An hour, two and a half hours.
Not and really. There are
it depends. Some of them are, if you watch the comedies, they are not so long. They're quite short, half an hour.
But they're longer than most episodes and they're like 300 of them. So you really have to wait a while till you get to the end of the
but
show.
But they're strangely addictive.
They are very.
They are.
I know so many people who watch them and say that, you know, it just...
Calms them down.
You just takes you to another... I don't know what it is. They've just got it right.
And it's 80% of them are the same story.
And the same
people.
It's
always a family drama.
And the same people.
No.
The same,
no,
mostly no, the same no, characters.
Just very good looking people.
Yeah, so it's fun to watch.
Drama. And anyway. They why are we talking about comfort
and it's
TV?
Also...
That's the topic of conversation
but like,
today.
The negative characters are always better looking than the main characters.
I don't think so.
I haven't made that a cute observation.
I've done my PhD in Turkish.
She even had, like, in the middle, she started... like speaking in Turkish also.
I can understand a lot of the words.
Well, you must because you've been watching it for like 2 years now.
More than.
Yeah, but we were trying to like speak
3 years actually. Shweta put me onto it before the lockdown.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, the point is to just chat about some shows that we like watching.
Okay.
Mom is, I think, the... Actually, Nani and you are more TV watchers. I don't watch that much TV.
Navya, you watch a lot of reality TV.
I watch more reality stuff. Like, recently I started watching MasterChef Australia, the new season.
No!
And it's... I messaged you that day saying it's out.
I used to watch it with your brother. I know, when he was young.
Now the judges have changed.
Who are the judges?
I don't know. They're different. It's not the...
The trial.
Trial, yeah. But I like watching more reality shows because, I don't know, I just enjoy it. And like the really dumb ones about really dumb things.
Selling Sunset.
Yeah, I'll watch Selling Sunset. Kardashians. I don't watch TV shows. I prefer watching reality shows.
I do. I watch a lot
of Mom watches a lot of shows. What are you watching right now? On your iPad, I see her, like, I come into her room, she's under a blanket watching her.
I like to watch a lot of British shows, mini-series and shows. I love them.
Yeah, even I like them.
They do them really well. Costume drama. I love that. And
I love their great actors.
And sense of humor is fantastic.
Yes. Correct.
So I watch a lot of that stuff. And then I have some shows that I watch on repeat.
But
the kind of shows...
And movies.
Finished watching Week Crashed.
What's that?
The Dropout. It's about WeWork and the whole...
Oh.
How it started, what happened.
What happened?
Navya.
Okay, I'll just watch it.
I watched The Dropout. I watched...
Nani's just been watching Turkish shows for like the last 2 years.
I'm trying to think. You know when you put me on the spot, then I forget. Gaslight, I've just started. Gaslit.
Also watch a lot of like Italian and...
Yes, I do.
Those kind of shows also.
Then I was watching this Netflix documentary on Marilyn Monroe and...
The conspiracy theories.
No, it wasn't a conspiracy. I mean, it's nothing like earth-shatteringly new, but it's about these tapes that have come out. I watch a lot of historical documentaries. So that Roman Empire.
This is sounding really hectic for me.
I love them.
I prefer just watching the lighthearted...
So even this is lighthearted.
The Roman Empire is not very lighthearted.
It's interesting to me.
Yeah, but I'm saying like I watch these random, like I went through I watch a lot of Korean shows.
I used to love watch. I haven't been able to get into those.
Why?
I don't know what it is.
They're really fun.
I haven't been able to get into those. I used to watch at one point. It was my go-to comfort watch was The Gilmore Girls.
We watched a little bit.
I didn't watch it with
love
you.
We watched Criminal Minds together.
I used to call Shweta and Hero Auntie Gilmore Girls.
Why?
She put me onto it.
We watched Criminal Minds.
They were like Gilmore Girls. There was a time when both of them were like Gilmore Girls.
Yeah. You were not a Gilmore Girl?
We do a lot of comfort reading together, Navya. Not so much TV.
I mean, there are specific movies and shows we'll watch together. If we want to...
No, we don't.
Yeah, we watch Band Bajwa Barat together. That's our thing.
Yeah.
And or any Agatha, like Poirot, we'll watch Death on the Nile.
But then you always like start doing nonsense and then...
No, I don't. I watch it.
But Navya never watches a show, you know that.
Yeah, she doesn't watch anything.
I mean, she'll say, Nani, let's watch this. You put it on and she's on her mobile.
Yeah, but
and
like
texting
I'm
tapping and doing tap, all that.
Tap, like very
but
badly.
I can do both at the same time.
Even I can. But yeah,
it's not that I'm not
the other
focusing.
Day, she said, let's watch this.
What did we watch?
And then I said, Navya, you are on the mobile. I mean, I was watching alone. I thought, let's watch it.
But like I can't just now. Like I'm watching it, but I'm also doing stuff on my phone.
No, you were not watching it.
What were we watching?
I don't remember. Just a few days back.
This whole palaver about not watching
the Met Gala. We're watching the Met Gala. 3 hours I can't be staring at the TV in those horrible outfits that they were wearing. It was really
it's
not.
A bit out of control.
But we watched Christmas movies.
Yeah.
We've
Navya
seen
and,
every possible.
Mom watch a lot of these
because,
Christmas.
You know, during the lockdown, I don't know what happened to me. I just could not watch anything serious. I used to get anxious and I used to get very upset and worked up. And I just
couldn't see. So
even now, I'm not yet out of it. That's why I watch Turkish shows because it's...
I think that's happened to a lot of people. And unfortunately, there's a lot of content that's very dark.
Yeah, I love that stuff. I really enjoy it. And I love like American Horror Story. I watch a lot of horror movies.
Yeah, she does.
Like Human Centipede and stuff like that.
I've never watched all these.
I mean, we also went through our Indian Idol Which is going to start again now, by
Indian
the way.
Idol.
Oh, God. This Indian Idol.
We were like, me and Nani had become... I mean, I took it a bit seriously because I was a big fan of one of the contestants. And I was voting every weekend. I was making like
even
new email accounts.
Even I used to do that before. Just for fun. But I love to see...
Yeah, I love
young
it
talent
well.
And new talent, and it's so wonderful.
It's going to start
yesterday
again.
I was just sitting and waiting. I had to come to Pratiksha to be with you, and I had time, so I was watching one of the old contestant and a new young boy, and they were so good. The music makes me so happy. I don't know, not so much the light music, but I love classical music. I just relax and it makes me very happy.
She sent me more classical.
How did that
singing?
Go for you?
I don't have. Singing was a
Mom has a terrible, like really bad
They were trying
bad
to
voice.
Teach me how to sing, and I was so bad that they just like
let
moved
you
me
go.
Onto harmonium. You know, and playing the harmonium. I was like, oh God.
And Mamu?
Mamu's very good.
He's a good singer.
Doing the tabla.
I've never really heard
and
him sing.
He was in like school choir and everything.
I was in the
voice.
School choir.
Yeah, but Shweta has a good sense of music.
Yeah, but the voice part, not so much.
I don't think I'll be...
I think I have a good voice. Anyway, but going back to what our conversation should be about, which is TV. Do you remember when we went through that really weird Twilight phase where we used to watch all the Twilight movies and we knew every line, every dialogue, every... word
it
of,
was you and me. It wasn't Nani.
Yeah, not Nani. I'm telling you.
Nani is not watching Twilight.
Why?
I don't know.
I'm not into vampires.
Not at all.
No. Well, we watched Vampire Diaries also. You were Team Edward and I was Team Jacob.
Yeah.
Why?
What's wrong with you? It's about Edward.
No, but he left
about...
her and he goes and that
it's
was
like
really
because
bad.
He was going through stuff.
Yeah, so she, like, that's not her fault.
Came back.
No, she went to save him because he was going to kill himself because he thought she was dead.
Yeah, but he, I mean, they got back.
No,
and
I was
very
good Team Jacob and I really felt bad when she married Edward. But whatever. What did you watch when you were younger? What was your TV?
We never watched TV. There was no TV.
No, but like after.
The TV started in.
Once you started working.
In
no,
the
there
90s.
Was no TV. There was only Doordarshan.
In the 90s, TV really took off in India, I think.
Yeah.
So what did you watch
No,
then?
In 90s, the color TV came.
No, but also TV, there was that V.
Before
TV,
we used to have those.
Channel V and MTV and all that. Yeah. That's how it started.
And it was so nice. I used to love MTV and Channel V.
Now they don't even have
programs.
That much
they
music.
They don't have those kind of programs.
They don't have music
what programs.
Music videos was a big deal when we were
they
growing
They still
up.
Have channels that show music videos.
Yeah, but not like not they like used this. To. Now they all have this reality.
Yeah, so I was saying that we get weirdly obsessed with certain movies. For example, Mom over here has a really... weird
Stop.
And crazy
Stop
obsession
it.
Which I just need to call out because I'm actually starting to get a little worried. Tell the people what this obsession is and why you keep watching it over and over again.
Just stop it.
Just say. Maybe they like it as well.
No, I don't know. Some rom-coms I watch. Just
there's
like
this
after
one...
a long day, then you just watch a rom-com and it's mindless. And
but she's been watching the
if
same
you
one.
Repeat a rom-com, the fun is actually gone.
No, but sometimes you like the equation you, they have and it's like
and
cute.
Yeah, like
and
that. So there's one it. Which is a rom-com.
Called?
The Hating Game.
It's like Mom's favorite movie she's watched it
if
eight
I've had
times.
Like a irritating like if Navya's really gotten on my nerves and you know I just want just some time out
have, I haven't gotten like on this. Your nerves recently
every day
no I don't
nerves.
That's not
then
true.
There's Julie and Julia which I love because I love watching shows on like when they're cooking stuff and everything
I didn't
and,
like that film at all
well
no
anyway
and
moving on and
I like the actors in them but
who was in it
Meryl Streep and
Anne Hathaway.
Not
Anne. No, no, not Anne Hathaway. Oh, I love watching Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah, even I love
I
watching
can watch
Devil
it
Wears Prada.
All the time.
It wasn't Anne Hathaway. It was Amy. Oh my God. Brain fog. I've forgotten her last name.
Well,
anyway,
we'll
point
get back
being,
to you on that.
And then I watched Pride and Prejudice.
Oh, yeah, that's
but not
a good
the
one.
Keira Knightley version.
Then?
The Colin Firth version, which is actually a TV show, but... It's like my favorite thing.
But you like all Jane Austen.
Yeah, I love her. I read like at least one of her books every year. Like I reread them.
Why?
It's just because she's incredible.
Well,
she's
which one is your favorite Jane Austen?
Persuasion.
I've not read that one.
She's really funny.
Yes.
Jane Austen.
Yeah, because her observation is incredible. I mean, the way she describes the society she lives in and like her sarcasm is subtle, but it's there. And, you know, they're all basically caricatures of people she has seen, known of. And it's incredible. She changes, like, her outlook, her perspective. It's a lot of...
What's that new American Gilded Age.
Huh.
It's a very Jane Austen
But I preferred, much preferred Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey is amazing.
Maybe, but I mean, it's all very pride. That other one, that the British one?
Which?
Gilded Age.
Downton Abbey.
No. Another one, the new one. Bridgerton.
Oh, Bridgerton.
They're all very Jane Austen-ish.
I didn't really get into Bridgerton that much.
I love them.
It was too like
happy
and bright.
Again, I like happy and bright.
It was too happy.
I love the second one. It's very... I love it that they're using like... I think it's incredible for the first time.
That's
you have
amazing.
Like brown skin main leads. Yeah. It's path-breaking, Navya.
And
you?
It's... Yeah,
I'm not saying that's not path-breaking. I'm just saying I didn't get into it. It was too happy and like bright. And
yes, and it's okay. Why does everything have to be maroon?
No, I'm not a depressed human being. I enjoy watching like darker stuff and like
I love crime.
And that's my comfort TV is watching this stuff. And also,
oh, you know what I love also watching? I know this may sound really weird.
Carpet cleaning videos.
And on YouTube, there's this Turkish lady
who makes
Bayuna. Her whole YouTube video is just her. Cooking, cleaning, doing her kitchen. I just watch it cleaning, and her house is so beautiful. I mean, it's so aesthetically done. Then she's gardening.
What's the name?
Mama, I've made you see it.
Bayuna
is the thing.
Yeah.
I love it, and there's always some soothing music, and she's like candles. I love it.
Yeah. I remember you showed it to me.
Yeah, I love
so
it.
Crazy. You watch all those stuff.
I also like such shows.
No, it's not
a show. It can just play in the background. It just really...
No, but I
so
also
relaxed.
Like...
cleaning videos.
Not only cleaning. I also like something like doing up a home or...
Yeah.
I like cooking videos.
On Instagram, I follow a lot of these
who
organizing...
Are both designers or architects and how they redo old places.
Those are fun.
I like those.
I like cooking, for sure.
I like cooking.
Next question. What is your all-time favorite movie to watch? Band Baja Bharat. For sure.
In English and Hindi.
Yeah, mine is Band Baja Bharat. I can always watch it. Or Zindagi Na Milegi Dobara.
Mine is... Yeah, Band Baja Bharat also. And Murder on the Orient Express.
Yeah, I like that
Navya,
one also.
We watched that
Or Death
so
on the
much,
Nile. I like Death on the Nile also.
But not the new version.
No, not the new.
Like that.
Yours?
Mine would be more Western.
That you can watch Gone with the Wind over and over again.
Yes. Yeah. I can watch Gone with the Wind. I can watch all Brando films.
I love Brando.
Brando
in the
also.
Waterfront. Or I also love Paul Newman in On the Hot Tin.
Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. That's
Liz Taylor. Yeah.
And, I have not seen that.
You should.
I mean, I love those older movies.
They're brilliant.
And in Indian movies, I prefer the old ones. I prefer Dilip Kumar's Devdas, Mughal-e-Azam. I can
watch it again.
Yeah, I can watch
They're
that.
Long films.
I can watch... Silly, but I can watch Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham anytime.
Yeah, even I can actually. Honestly.
I can watch Hum Saath Hai. I love mushy movies.
I can also watch Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham.
That's contrary to your...
Yes. But I love Hum Saath Saath Hai. It's such a noble film.
Actually, Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham is a movie you can watch and it also is a film that doesn't age.
Yes.
Yeah, you can just keep watching it again
My kids, when
again
they watched
again.
It, Agastya watches it a lot. And sometimes he just doesn't understand. Like if he
makes fun of me.
No,
yeah, that's because why he watches it.
No, like so. If Agastya's 21, so now if he'll watch Nana's films. Mm-hmm. He doesn't like a lot of sometimes the comedy or the situation is you don't get it because you're not in from that time.
Yeah.
So you don't understand it. But K3G is a movie he can watch all. the
so
time.
So can I. I've
and
seen
he,
it like a billion
times. He gets it
time.
Every single time. It's yeah. very
I also
timeless.
Love watching Black. Have you seen Black?
Yeah, but
Sanjay
I can't
Leela
watch Bhansali. That again and again.
No, I can watch it. It's a beautifully made film. But you know, Sanjay Leela's Khamoshi, all those films, I can watch again because they're so beautifully made. And then, of course, a lot of old Bimal Roy movies.
No, I would.
I mean, you were supposed to give one name.
Yeah,
Mom.
You've given like
no,
a whole.
No, but I can
you've
watch
been a bit
all
of
these.
Overachiever in this, giving all these.
No, but I
but
can
have to
watch
give one,
all these.
One Hindi
films.
And one English.
She's like Gone with
very
the Wind. And
I love. Yeah.
What's your next?
On
that
the
was
Waterfront.
It.
And Godfather.
Yeah, Godfather. Yeah.
I can Godfather. Watch Godfather all the time.
Next question.
There's no question. We're just
oh,
chatting about.
You don't not playing any games with us today.
I will, but at the end. I like falling asleep to watching TV. So most of the times I actually sleep on the sofa because I'll be watching something and then I just fall asleep. And it's the best sleep ever.
I can never do that.
It's the best sleep ever.
I can't do that. I have to wrap up everything before I go to bed.
No, I sleep to my podcasts.
No, I sleep to the TV and
then
it's
not this podcast I'm saying, but like general podcasts. Like I play them and then I'm listening to them and I put a sleep timer because I know, okay, I'm not going to last more than 10, 15 minutes. I put a sleep timer.
No, I'll watch... TV and I'll just pass out on the couch.
I have to pack up the house, everything, see, lights are off, this is off, that's off. Then when I go to bed, I play my game on my iPad.
That does not lull you to sleep. It actually activates your brain
I
more.
Sleep.
I know eats exactly. chocolate to sleep, you know that?
Yeah, that I get.
I can't eat chocolate
sometimes
and sleep.
If your sugar is very low, then you have trouble sleeping.
Oh, I can't eat.
So
I get like...
I know exactly. I play for, say, an hour or so and then... I know I'll sleep.
No, I just love falling asleep.
That's just stimulating your brain.
Even in college, I would sleep on my sofa all the time. It's my favorite. I love sleeping on the sofa.
Should we remove your bed?
No, I mean, I'd like the bed, but I like the option of sleeping on the sofa also.
I don't, I'm not as, like, I it's good for a nap, but I wouldn't sleep.
She hates it though when you nap on the sofa.
Navyani hates so many things.
And that day, Nana had come and he was sleeping on the sofa.
He took a chance.
Yeah.
Because he tried it before and I said no.
Because he's been seeing me sleep there the last couple of days. And I and
he's
then
seen Agastya, he's seen you.
Seen me. And then that day,
the
he was
you.
Also passed out on the couch. And I was
and
like...
quietly he's come when I'm not around. And he's just tried his luck. Because
yeah,
in the past,
he
I have
loves
told
sleeping
him...
on the sofa.
But you get the best naps on the sofa.
He
especially
loves it.
Like while watching
afternoon,
something.
He'll like to sleep on the sofa.
Even
sometimes
I love
when
it.
You're not there, then he'll be like...
But
oh,
I
really?
Always sleep.
No, not recently, but earlier he used to do it.
I sleep on any and every sofa. That day I slept, fell asleep on mom's
sleep
chair.
Anywhere.
Like this.
I can't.
I can also sleep pretty much anywhere. Anything that moves, I can't keep my eyes open. Like a plane, even if it's like a half an hour flight, I'm out.
I can't.
It's a talent. But now I get the
really,
best sleep while
it's a
watching.
Superpower, I promise you. To be able to sleep.
Yeah,
on,
I know.
Like
you and your father can sleep anytime, anywhere.
That's
your
correct.
Father goes off to sleep on the chair in the set. It's hot. I mean, those days.
No, he can fall asleep even watching, sitting upright watching a movie.
I can never
even
do
I
that.
Can do that.
He slept through
that.
Most
that happens
movies
to me
watched.
A lot.
I can't do that.
And then he'll always wake up and be like, "What happened? Yeah, kya hua isme? Kuch samajh mein nahi aaya." And I'm like, "Well, obviously
you this.
Slept through the whole film." He always does it.
But you know, Navya, what happens that if you've worked for so many years, you know. You've been in the profession for 53 years. It's not a joke.
Yeah.
So it's, you more or less know what, even if you've sort of.
What's going to happen.
You know. You know ki kya hua hoga. And you don't need to see all those.
No, but then he also has his binging moments with Succession.
No, but he can't do without
TV.
You know,
he watches a lot of sport. He watches a
lot
of TV shows.
Mostly
he watches everything.
I think he enjoys sports a lot.
Sports is on another level.
Yeah, because he watches like reruns of matches and
yes.
I'm like, how are you watching?
He's most pepped up when there's some match going on.
On that note, let's take a short break and we'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to What the Hell, Navya, and let's dive straight into the Bumble question game. The Bumble question game, which is your favorite part of the day and of the week.
Yeah.
What is your favorite reality show to watch?
The Kardashians.
Yeah. We enjoyed Dilli Darlings also though. That was really funny. That
was really funny. Navya and I went crazy trying to find it.
Oh my god, the things I did to get that subscription to watch that show was something crazy.
They are just too good, Shweta.
Those women are...
I mean, I don't know if I could sit through a show of that, but I see snippets on YouTube and...
It's too good.
They are just too good.
They're like guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
But you know, in Turkish shows, they have things like this.
Yeah, but not as like...
No, in their...
This is a world of its
own. Country in their own way, but they have. I can watch... Silly, but I can watch Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham anytime.
Yeah, even I can actually.
Actually, Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham is a movie you can watch and it also is a film that doesn't age.
Well, that was all I had for you guys. And you really
over-answered
my questions. Yeah. But thanks.
Thank you.
And now I have to go to Mulund.
It's obvious that we are a very
TV watching family.
TV and film watching family.
Yeah, we are. But it's fine. So today's episode was definitely one of my favorites. I think there's something really special about sharing your comfort shows with some of your favorite people, mine being my mom and nani. And as you heard from today, we have really bonded over some of these shows. So to everyone listening, stop whatever you're doing. Get into your most comfy PJs with your bowl of comfort food, mine being a bowl of wafer chips from Candies. Switch on your laptop, switch off your brain, get under that blanket and just relax and enjoy your TV show tonight. Catch me on Instagram at Navya Naveli Nanda and share with me some of your favorite shows. And I'll see you on the next episode of What the Hell Navya, empowered by Bumble.